The world's largest gathering of indigenous peoples is happening in New York this week. It's the first summit of the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues since before the pandemic. In the U.S., Native American leaders are calling on the federal government to give tribal nations more say in what happens to their land. Kristen Carpenter joins us now for more. She's director of the American Indian Law Program at the University of Colorado Boulder. And Kristen, in the U.S. right now, there's a battle over whether the federal government can take action on Native land without the consent of tribal leaders. There seems to be a disconnect between the rights the international community affords to Indigenous people and what happens in the U.S. Why the disconnect?
Great question. Well, in the United States, the standard is that the federal government must consult with American Indian tribes before taking measures that would adversely affect their sacred lands. But consultation can be just a conversation that the federal government is then entitled to ignore. So often an Indian tribe will indicate that a certain development project will desecrate their sacred lands, and the federal agency decides to go ahead with it anyway. The international standard is higher. It requires that national governments consult with tribes, but also receive their free, prior, and informed consent. That is, negotiate a mutually binding agreement before moving ahead with those kinds of development projects. And the consent standard is one that can actually make sure that governments protect the fundamental human rights of indigenous peoples, things like religious freedom or the right to life or the right to culture.
So the U.S. voted against the International Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples when it was first adopted by the UN in 2007, has since reversed its position. I know the declaration isn't legally binding, but are there methods for enforcing it?
There are, and the current moment in international indigenous peoples' human rights is really about implementing the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. I work with the Native American Rights Fund on an initiative called the Implementation Project that is meant to do just what you're talking about, pressure the United States to put those articles of the Declaration into practice in a number of spheres, whether it's development or child welfare or religious freedom.
So we're talking about declarations and international communities. How does this actually look on the ground? You point to protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline at Standing Rock as an example of how this goes wrong, and also this fight between the Apache tribe and some members of the Navajo tribe in Arizona over the government's transfer of land to a copper mining company. Can you explain how this connects to these international declarations we've been talking about?
Yes, and I think it's notable that there are more U.S. tribal leaders at the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues than ever before. And I think tribal leaders are realizing that our standards are inadequate in the United States and that we really need to work together to bring the human rights principles home. The way it works on the ground, and I just attended a meeting with the Navajo Nation Human Rights Commission and 12 other tribes on sacred sites diplomacy, is that these tribes, tribal governments, are all calling for the federal government, whether it's the United States Forest Service or the Park Service, to consult with them and arrive at agreements to mutually determine the terms of any development project affecting sacred sites. So that might be not to develop parts of it out of respect for the religion. It might be to delay certain activities seasonally to allow tribes to conduct their ceremonies. There are all sorts of particular terms that could really help to meet the human rights of indigenous peoples here in the U.S.
Why does the U.S. drag its feet on so many of these international compacts and declarations related to indigenous peoples?
You know, it's hard to say because the United States is such a leader in human rights generally, and indigenous peoples around the world look to the United States to fulfill that role in the indigenous peoples' space. But unfortunately, it really doesn't, or at least it has an opportunity to do a much better job in that respect. In the United States, international law maybe isn't as salient as it is in some other countries, but also we have a large body of federal Indian law that, to be candid, doesn't meet the international human rights standards. So I think the United States is worried in some respects about additional obligations that it's going to have to accept If it brings our law up to those international standards, federal law allows the government to destroy Indian sacred sites and destroy Indian religions. I think most U.S. citizens might be surprised to learn that, because we all believe so much in the freedom of religion. So it's absolutely the right thing to do for the United States to get on board with the standards of the Declaration. I believe it's going to, and I hope it'll start to happen more quickly.
Kristen Carpenter is director of the American Indian Law Program at the University of Colorado Boulder. Thank you so much, Kristen.
Thank you.